Welcome to Thoughts on the Market. I'm Simeon Gutman, Morgan Stanley's hardlines, broadlines, and food retail analyst. Along with my colleagues, bringing you a variety of perspectives, today I'll discuss how some retail businesses are responding to daunting consumer challenges. It's Tuesday, May 14th at 10 a.m. in New York. There have been dramatic shifts within the consumer sector over the past 3 years. During the pandemic, we all had to redirect our spending away from services, such as travel and leisure, to various goods, which we were able to purchase online and have delivered at home. Consumer packaged goods, for example, experienced 2 years of outsized growth during the pandemic. But since 2022, consumption has been declining across the value chain. For some categories, this dynamic may not be a temporary post-COVID phenomenon, but rather a continuation of a longer-standing secular trend that had started prior to the pandemic. For example, non-durable goods, such as clothing, footwear, and food at home, were already losing wallet share pre-COVID. Grocery spend was losing to dining out as consumers placed more value on convenience. And although some sectors experienced unprecedented pricing power between 2020 and 2023, they're now seeing this pricing power decline as inflation moderates. Against this backdrop, consumer packaged goods companies and retailers are attempting to find new growth levers in the face of stagnating or even declining sales and decreasing pricing power. A select few companies in U.S. consumer retail, automotive, communication services, and IT hardware have been able to navigate the current consumer environment of slowing growth. We believe there's a powerful lesson in the combination of strategies these successful outliers have deployed to reposition themselves in the face of tepid demand. For example, these companies are shifting their value proposition by focusing on products in faster-growing markets. They are also exiting underperforming areas to optimize their core brand and product portfolios. They're streamlining their internal operations by changing organizational structures, revamping their supply chains, and using AI to automate processes. All of this helps to reduce costs and enhance productivity. Successful retail companies are also looking to alternative revenue sources and profit pools to grow their businesses, focusing on higher growth areas within their industries. Discount retail is a prime example as it focuses on high-margin digital media, which has the potential to lift operating profit margins for the entire sector. Furthermore, a shift to omnichannel has revolutionized retail by capturing greater consumer wallet share and reducing delivery costs. And finally, successful companies have prioritized free cash flow by divesting non-core assets in less profitable areas. Businesses that have been able to deploy these strategies have been rewarded by the market. They have seen their average 12-month price-to-earnings multiples expand more than 35% over the past 5 years, meaning that the market's outlook for these companies is considerably better than it was previously. Several of these strategies have also led to stronger top-line growth and margin expansion, which our U.S. equity strategists identify as the two major drivers of shareholder value across consumer staples and consumer discretionary. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show, please leave us a review wherever you listen and share thoughts on the market with a friend or colleague today.
The preceding content is informational only and based on information available when created. It is not an offer or solicitation, nor is it tax or legal advice. It does not consider your financial circumstances and objectives and may not be suitable for you.